Off the Ball, GAA.
2 years of hurt, it's a genuine thing, like, Joe. They were a long 2 years. Yeah, it's hard to put into words, really, but I suppose when we came back at the start of this year, it just felt like there was something different, Joe.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
Galway are through to the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final after a convincing display where they saw off Kilkenny, 1-14 points to 11 points for Kilkenny. The teams were level somewhat in the first half, tied at 5 points apiece before Galway pushed 7-5 clear by half-time. Aoife Prendergast was doing well for Kilkenny at this stage and Carrie Dolan was to the fore for Galway. In the second half was where the game was won though, and straight away from the off, Galway up the ante. Carrie Dolan struck a penalty at the start of the second half. Caoimhe Kelly added a quickfire point and Niamh Nyland another to put them 1-10 to 6 points clear after 43 minutes. From there, Dervla Higgins and Carrie Dolan added good scores and Galway just saw off Kilkenny, a team that fought their way back into it late on here in this contest. But in the end, Galway had enough firepower to see it out. The final score here in Turles, 1-14 for Galway, 11 points for Kilkenny. Stephen Lee at FBD Simple Stadium. Joined now by Carrie Dolan here. Carrie, job done here in Turles this evening here.
Probably not a pretty game to watch, but waiting 4 weeks for this game, it's great to get back to Croke Park now on the 9th of August.
Yeah, it was a match that Kilkenny stayed with you in the first half, but you got that goal at the start of the second half and tagged on the key points then.
Yeah, I went in 2-0 at half time. We were playing against the breeze. Probably as good of a start you could have hoped for, getting the goal just after half time. But Kenny stayed going as they always do when they fought back right to the very end.
Yeah, would you be happy with that display? And, you know, is there a lot to work on for the final in your own opinion?
There's always things to work on. As I said, probably not a pretty game to watch. Certainly not a performance going to win you an All-Ireland final. So we have a lot to do.
You've got a nice panel there. The subs that came on contributed very well, and you know, like, that's something that you've been working towards. And the other matches to date, you've had five subs that have been working well all through as well. And down in Athenry against Tip, and in the other matches too.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of talk at the start of the year was who we were missing, but our own talk and our dressing was who we have and what's there, and we've a lot of good players. A lot of players you would have seen in the league and they've stepped up now in the championship. Picked up probably a couple of injuries today and hopefully they're alright for 2 weeks' time, but if not, we've other girls to pick up the slack there in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, this season it's going according to plan so far. Hard get back there, but when you're in an All Ireland final, that's really what it's all about now. And like, it's what you've dreamed of, I suppose, and to get back there is part of the battle, but there's still that final day to come.
There is, yeah, I suppose. To enjoy the small little wins along the way, so we'll enjoy this now. But tomorrow morning all focus is for 2 weeks' time, and as I said, it's where every team wants to be. Once you get to Croke Park, it's 50-50 and will be no difference to our opponents, but it's a game we'll be going up there to win.
Thank you so much. Now by the Galway manager, Cathal, your thoughts here after getting through to another All-Ireland final?
Yeah, really proud, to be honest with you. Really, really happy first of all with the performance. Thought we played really well, especially in the first half when, you know, we were playing against the storm breeze. We're really happy going in at half time, and I suppose the first 15-20 minutes of the second half were really, really good. I think we kind of went out of it in for a while, but listen, you'll have to be happy again to three finals in a row, and really happy with the amount of young players we had on the field, to be honest with you, near the end. So all in all, happy, but huge amount to work on, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you had a few injuries early on in the season, but the panel that you've amassed, I suppose you've built it up over those couple of years as well.
Oh yeah, listen, it was great. I said in the dressing room there, it was brilliant to see so many young players on the field for a finish, and it was great to see them stepping up, and you can't beat that experience from their point of view. And yeah, we have a lot of injuries, we have a lot of worries in that regard for the next few weeks, is try and get them players on the field for a final. You know, Aoife hurt her knee, I'm not really sure how that is, but it's going to have to be assessed. Sabina's injury definitely looks bad, and listen, obviously Niamh Allen wasn't able to be on the field today, Jennifer Hughes wasn't able to be on the field today, Dervla and Carrie, but well, we couldn't take off Carrie because we had five subs used, but Dervla had to go off as well with her ankle. So medical team will be busy, there's no doubt about that, but hopefully we'll get some of them on the field for a final. We're certainly not going to get them all.
Yeah, and when you look at what you do have there, the match itself, you got that goal just after the break and then those points tagged on, just created the distance you needed with that Kilkenny team, because you didn't want them in the game going down the home straight if possible?
No. The first 10 minutes of the second half are always going to be really important. As I said to you, we're really happy where we were at half time. You know, it's a storm breeze out there, and to come in 2 points up, really, really happy. But first 10 minutes is always going to be vital, and because that penalty was a great turning to get, and obviously Kerry did a great job putting it away. And we built from there. Obviously, Kilkenny came right back into it in the last 10 minutes, and we kind of drew them on us in a way, and that's something we're going to have to look at. But obviously, really happy overall. We've a lot to prove. I don't think Cork or Tipperary are going to be too worried looking at that back of that video. But we're there. We're in the final for the 3rd year in a row, and it's great to see the young players. You know, you can't beat that experience, and an awful lot of them, the likes of Katie Anna, Ellie Heslin, Katie Manning, an awful lot of them stood up today. Brilliant to see Anna Kelly's point there for a finish. It was an unbelievable score, and we're just delighted to be in the final. A lot of work to do, but delighted to be there.
Talk to me about Carrie Dolan's contribution, because she was putting the ball into the forwards, taking frees and sticking it in the back of the net.
Yeah. Look, as always, Carrie stood up when she's most wanted, and that's what she's done for us for a long time. To be honest with you, Carrie Dolan's in the net since 2019. Ever since we came in, she's an exceptional player. It's hard to believe she's only 26 years of age. And look, when we need her out there, she showed huge leadership. And even the last few minutes there, when she's only on one leg, she was still holding up ball. She was still, making it difficult for them to clear us. And we've huge leaders all over the field now. You know, and that's what we want. And we've got big 2 weeks ahead of us, so it's brilliant to be there.
Yeah, they're great 2 weeks. I presume that's really the time of year that you really look forward to.
Of course it is, yeah. Look, getting to learn a final is a big deal. And this is our 3rd time to get to it there. We know what's coming, I suppose, but it's still exciting. And it's still, hopefully, I think there's a big Galway crowd there down to us today. I know we're going to get huge Galway support over the next couple of weeks. And for these girls, it's just brilliant for them to be looking forward to that. And we hope it goes well. We hope, the medical team are going to be busy with all the injuries. But we know what we're about now. We have a huge one to improve on, but we're looking forward to it.
Thanks so much. Nice to be joined by Michael Walsh here, the selector with Kilkenny. Disappointing day for you, but a good season overall, Michael. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, I think that's pretty fair, Stephen. They were very physically strong today at Galway. They were a bit stronger in the middle third than we were, and they turned us over quite a bit. So we'd be a bit disappointed with some of it, but I think it's a huge learning process as well.
Yeah, it was a match that Galway just got to the pitch of just before half time, started the second half, they got that goal, and from there, they were very hard to stop.
Yeah, well, we would have thought that, like, if they got ahead of you by a margin, they're so very well set up, it is hard to get it back. And look, at that goal was a huge turning point in the game. But look, I again, to be fair to them, they were that bit better all through the day.
Yeah, Michael, you've been involved with a lot of teams. The heart and commitment there is something that you build on, I suppose. You have a young team now, and you can see success with this Kilkenny side in the future.
Yeah, I think they've put in a huge effort. They've been really, really good to work with. There was 8 of them playing their first All-Ireland semi-final today, and it's a huge learning process for them, especially coming up against a team like Galway. And I think the learnings from today will probably stand them in good stead over the next couple of years.
Yeah, what would you take from that? What things stood out for you in particular?
Well, the way they were able to turn us over, I think, we had a very good record of that in other games, but I think their physicality around the middle third, as I said earlier, the way they were turning over balls, and we were a bit nervous now as well. I we wouldn't be fully happy with our own performance on the day, but at the same time, that's easy to say from the sideline. When you're getting hit like they hit, and you saw it in the All-Ireland final last year, they're very strong, and it's all fair now. It's all done very, very well. They're very well organised. They're a good few years down the line, and that tells.
Yeah, that bit of experience to get to finals and win them, you're kind of at the start of that curve.
Well, you'd hope so, but it's not easy, and you know that. Like, there's teams all over the country that are very, very good, and it's a tough task. It's like any sport. It's so hard to win now. But look, I think we've made huge progress. I think Jimmy Maher and his team have done an unbelievable job all year, and as I said, they had 8 starters for the first time today in an All-Ireland semi-final, and they'll have learnt an awful amount for it.
Yeah, and the final, Galway are going to be very hard to stop, and that's their nature, and they've learned their trade over the years.
They have, and I think they'll probably say themselves they'd probably have to play a bit better as well, but I think they're in a great position. They won today without probably being at their best, but they were good enough, good enough to win today, and I think they'll have to improve to win the final. They know that, but I'm sure they will.
Yeah, Michael, you'll stick around, you'll focus on this and see where next year can lead for Kilkenny?
Yeah, well, look, I don't know. You know, it depends on Jimmy, of course, and what he'll do. But it certainly has been a brilliant year. And as I said, the effort that's gone in has been really professional, top class. The girls have been unreal. And as Jimmy and his team have as well. And like, if they all stay together, they'll definitely make more progress.
I know you all years, and you have a great love of Gaelic games. Your father, Ollie, was a stalwart in the Black and Amber. Like, you never get tired of helping a team and sharing and giving.
No, I was never involved in Camogie before, and Jimmy was on to me at the start of the year, and I didn't know what to do, but then I got on board, and I was just, you know, sucked in by the enthusiasm of everyone involved. And I have to say, it's been a brilliant few months. It's a pity the way it ended, but at the same time, I suppose you have to be aware of where you're coming into today and who you are playing, and you have to learn as well. And you know yourself, it's very hard to win, and these players probably, you know, will learn so much from today. But from my point of view, it's been a brilliantly enjoyable few months.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thanks, Stephen. Pleasure.
Ash, Galway are back in the final. A fairly comprehensive victory over Kilkenny, came out 6 points winners in the end. What did you make of that?
Yeah, look, you'd have to call Galway deserving winners there, I think. I'm not sure we saw them quite hit 100%. I think second half maybe never really took off. Obviously, an early penalty for Galway kind of created that bit of breathing space for them, and I don't think they really had too much to do. Then after that, they kind of set back. Kilkenny went at them late in the game. Maybe you could be critical of Galway for not driving on a bit more and not opening up a bit of a bigger gap, but I'd say they were happy enough just get out, hopefully pick up no serious injuries. Obviously we saw Aoife Donoghue go off there, but I think if they come out with a full clean bill of health, they'll be happy enough after that.
Yeah, well, the way they lined out in the first half, Galway were playing against the breeze, pretty defensive.
Yeah, I would say so. I think that, you know, look, Semple's a lovely big open pitch, obviously good weather and stuff today. I would say Galway probably didn't use the space as much as we would like to see them. You know, they probably kind of failed to use that switch and use the width of the pitch as much as we might have expected. I think in comparison, Kilkenny really set back. You know, we saw Aoife Prendergast dropping in or around that half back line for a lot of it, closing off a lot of the space, and Galway looked like they were sitting back off it a little bit, and we wondered, you know, would they regret that by the end of the game. But look, a couple of scoring opportunities, being clinical when they did get the ball up front, and ultimately that penalty let them get their noses in front.
As you made a note to me early on in the first half, all the inside forward line for Galway were after scoring inside the first kind of 10-15 minutes.
Yeah.
Whereas Kilkenny really reliant on Aoife Prendergast. Now, it has to be said, we're looking out here at Cork warming up. She put two over from inside her own half, Aoife Prendergast, in that first half, but...
Yeah, two huge frees to keep them in touch at a really important time. Like, we thought Galway were going to open up there. I think they were three ahead at that stage, and Prender managed to pull it back to one with two massive frees over on the far sideline. So, like, she was very clinical on the vast majority of them. She missed a couple after that might have put them ahead going in at half time. But she's a really good free taker, very talented free taker. And, you know, if anything, you'd probably be a little bit critical of Galway, that giving away those frees was what allowed Kilkenny to keep in touch coming into that end of the first half. But ultimately then in the second half, when she's playing into that breeze that much harder, and as the gap started to open up, they were forced to try and lob balls in and really probably went for goal early on in the second half.
Yeah, and second half we thought it could be still a lot to play for. I mean, it's a thing that's been brought up a lot during the week, that Kilkenny haven't really been tested yet. Mm-hmm. And you go in, you start to doubt yourself, you are only 2 points off, but straight off the bat, Carrie Dolan makes an incredible run, to be fair, in on goal.
Yeah.
You're not so sure about the penalty decision?
It was an excellent run. She did really well to float in behind. I think it was Angela Carroll chasing her back, and she did catch that space in behind. It was a great crossfield ball into her, held it really well, and then ultimately just got turned over. Kilkenny looked like they dealt with the damage. Oh, was it a penalty? I don't think so. I think it was coming together with two players, whether Carrie didn't see her coming or whether she just got caught off guard. I felt she went down a bit heavy and probably looked worse than it was. Now, obviously, we have the benefit of a replay when we say things like that and make those calls. But ultimately, it was a huge call, like right at the start of halftime. Went from being a two-point game to a five-point game, which was a massive gap on a day like today.
And as well, when you're going against the breeze, like Kilkenny were trying to do in the second half, it just felt like... that was a real turning point, because if Kilkenny had managed to get a point or two on the board there, you start to ask questions of this Galway team. All of a sudden, Kilkenny have the momentum, which we've been speaking about for the last couple of weeks, that they've come unbeaten into this.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, on the flip side there, Galway go five ahead. They start playing very deep. Kilkenny are now playing into a wind. Kilkenny probably kept trying to go long on the puck outs, trying to force the puck outs long. They were getting turned over a lot in the middle third. You know, they probably needed to play the ball short a little bit, work it out through the lines and get it to the delivery zone. And similarly, probably started going for goal quite early on in the second half, where, you know, there was only 5-6 points in it for what ended up being 7 minutes of extra time. If they'd popped a few of those over the bar, they might have closed it down to 3 and been able to get a bit more pressure on it. But ultimately, I think that the gap of the penalty let Galway sit back and do a lot of the defending in the second half.
We saw Aoife Donoghue take a fairly heavy knock. That's why the 7 minutes added on. Galway then emptied the bench.
Yeah.
Interesting decision. They used all 5 subs with about 10 minutes left to play. And then they end up having to play the remainder of the game with 14 players.
Yeah, yeah, look, it's the risk of it. It's a new rule in Camogie that you have to, if you're going to make subs, you have to make them before the clock hits 60, so before you go into extra time. Obviously, they probably wouldn't have known how much time's been added on. You're hoping to not pick up injuries, I guess, in the last 7, but that's the risk you take. You know, we commented on the professionalism of the Galway warm-up at half-time versus the Kilkenny camp. Looked like they were a little bit more lax and casual and just throwing ball around amongst themselves. And ultimately, I think that the Galway subs did bring that impact when they came on. Cahill making the 3 changes together shows he's probably not even trying to run down the clock. He's just trying to get game time into those girls. And to be fair to Galway, they did have to manage the last 10 with only 14 on the pitch. Unfortunate to see Sabina Rabbit come off almost as soon as she went back on. Looked like she'd have dislocation maybe in the thumb or something like that. So hopefully she'll be okay off the back of it. But look, ultimately, probably a bit of experience in Galway having to manage a lead with 14 players on the pitch. They'll look to take the positives out of that and be happy enough they got the win.
We were looking over as well. Ciara Hickey, centre-back for Galway, was given player of the match. In a sweeper role, she did get on a lot of ball there, especially on in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
Reflective of how Kilkenny played more so than Galway's dominance?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, Kilkenny will probably be disappointed in that one, reflecting on it. Look, Ciara's a very talented player. She reads the game very well. Her use of the ball when she's in possession is excellent. So no comment to her as a player. But I think if you're Kilkenny, you have to look at that and go, how did we let her pick up so much free ball and space? To me, it didn't look like Kilkenny tried to put any pressure on who the free player was. Didn't look like they tried to switch it and close it down. Ideally, I suppose, you're hitting ball where it's not even going to the sweeper, and it probably is reflective of the pressure that the Galway forwards were putting on the Kilkenny backs when they were coming out with the ball, that the ball from Kilkenny was probably a little bit more hit and hope and being launched on top of her, and Ciara was able to read it well and get into those pockets of space. But ultimately, yeah, I think you'd be a little bit critical of the ball Kilkenny were hitting up and the Kilkenny forwards and the pressure that they were putting on Ciara coming out.
We did take note as well of the pressure that the Galway forwards were putting on the Kilkenny backs when they were trying to come up with the ball. I think credit to her, Tiffany Fitzgerald inside did a really, really good job. Michelle Tehan was coming out with a lot of ball as well, but the Galway forwards were just putting them under so much pressure. They really didn't have a chance to get that out ball.
Yeah, it was honestly the complete opposite both ends. And, like, you know, we can talk about Galway's forwards getting on nice passes and all of their full forward line scoring, but ultimately it's because of the quality of ball that's coming out of the backs. And on the flip side, like you said, I thought Tiffy was excellent in the first half. Michelle in the second half I thought was brilliant as well, but they didn't have a second. Every time they had the ball, they had 2, 3, 4 Galway forwards in all over them. So ultimately, the quality of ball that the Kilkenny backs were able to give into their forwards was just on a completely different level. And as a result, you know how that feels as a back when it's getting turned over in the forward line and straight back in on top of you again. So it was probably just relentless from Kilkenny's perspective. They just couldn't get the space to set up and deliver in the ball they wanted to.
From Cathal Murray's point of view and a Galway point of view, what do you think they'll be happy with from today going into the final in 2 weeks?
Yeah, look, it's another win. It's another game under the belt. I think they'll be happy that they were able to manage it out. I think they'll be happy that they didn't have too taxing a second half. I think they'll be happy that they got a lot of their you know, key players off and got a little bit of rest into some of those legs as well. Obviously, they managed to make 5 subs, get 5 more players on the pitch, and despite the fact that they had to finish out with 14, they did manage to fin it out fairly comprehensively. No real goal threats coughed up, even though Kilkenny were going for goal for probably the last 15 or even 20 minutes. So I think there is a lot of positives there from Galway's perspective. To be critical of them, you'd wonder, you know, could they have got to another level? Could they have closed that out a bit more comprehensively at the end? Could they have got a few more chances in on goal? You know, obviously the penalty we discussed wasn't it. Apart from that, they didn't really create any goal scoring opportunities or any threats on goal, so, you know, maybe that's something that they might want to look at going into the final and be looking to be more dangerous up front.
Kilkenny, still a great year for them. You know, they made it to the semi-finals for the first time since 2022 when they last won it. Mm-hmm. And they came up, they did come up against a really good Galway side who were tenacious across the field. Do you think they would be happy with the year's performance, or would they have a few regrets?
You'd imagine so. Probably not today. You know, today you're probably disappointed to not get the results that you're hoping to get. But at the same time, you know, from Kilkenny's perspective, they started the year off in Group 2, having to play the five games before even getting to quarterfinal, no opportunity going straight to a semi. They've changed that for themselves now for next year, assuming the structure stays the same. If it does, they'll be in Pot 1 and they'll have a guaranteed quarterfinal position for next year, with the opportunity of qualifying straight for a semi. So look, you'd have to consider that a successful result for them. Obviously Galway are reigning league and All-Ireland champions, you know, they're excellent at what they do. They'll be there or thereabouts now for a final, and ultimately I think Kilkenny will be happy that they stuck with it for a lot of it, maybe feel hard done by about some of the calls, like the penalty call or the fact that they didn't create more chances from play. But I think ultimately it's been a very positive year for Kilkenny, given the changes they've had in personnel and management. I think they'll be happy with where they finished up.
One out of two done for the day. We're just watching Tipperary and Cork warm up here for the second game. Quick thoughts on how that's going to go, do you think?
Yeah, I hope we see a competitive game. I hope that Tip managed to bring their best. Like, you know, they've probably had a bit of a difficult run insofar as, like, they would have had a lot of big challenges in the league. They obviously had a very good Munster Championship. Winning the Munster Championship would have been a huge result for them, but their Championship campaign hasn't been great so far. Three losses obviously in the first three games. They'll have got a win off Clare, but you know, a Clare team that's missing Lorna McNamara and probably not playing at their best, and even at that, Clare coming back and getting a couple of points, a couple of goals at the end, probably shows that, you know, Tip haven't been at their absolute best, so they'll need to lift it up a level today, I think, if they're going to bring it to Cork.
We'll get all your reaction when this wraps up. Thanks, Ash.
Great.
Off the ball, GAA.
Cork are through to the All-Ireland Senior Camogie Final after a serious display against Tipperary here in Turles. 216 to 17 points at the finish of what was a pulsating game. Two goals in the first half for Cork were key throughout this match. Amy O'Connor's strike after 7 minutes pushed them 1-4 to 4 points clear, and then Millie Condon fired to the net on 20 minutes to push Cork 2 goals and 11 points to 8 points clear by half time. Tipperary worked their way into it in the second half and through the kitchen sink at Cork, with Caoimhe Stakelam and Grace O'Brien in particular faring well up top. But Cork held firm throughout, with Aisling Thompson leading the way in around the middle of the field, and in the end Cork qualified to play Galway in the All-Ireland Final. The final score here in the semi-final, 2 goals and 16 points for Cork, 17 points for Tipperary. Stephen Gleeson at FBD Semple Stadium. Delighted to be joined here by Aisling Thompson, and you're back to another All-Ireland Final here on the hallowed sod of Turles. Great day all round.
Yeah, it is. We're delighted to be back. We knew it was going to be an epic battle coming into the game, but I suppose we probably had the most questionable season of all time, especially in the beginning, facing relegation in the league and then getting knocked out in the first round of Munster Championship. But to be honest, I think it stood to us. I think we needed the 7 weeks going into Championship together as a team, and worked exceptionally hard, you know, had a great under 23 campaign, and that stood to us massively. So I suppose to get this far, as I said, given the position we were in, the girls are an absolute credit.
Yeah, and like, you had to work so hard for that. Tipperary did everything right in the second half. You had the cushion of those 2 goals, and you just had that know what was going on to see it out.
Yeah, I think so. And look, we said at half time, we knew the pressure was going to come on. We were against the wind, you know, they were dropping people back the field, and you know, we were making mistakes and hitting the ball down top of the spare man, and you know, stuff like that was going against us. We weren't working the ball out of it, you know, as we usually would, a nice flow, but we knew that pressure was going to come on us. It was how we dealt with that pressure, I guess. And then our bench were exceptional. I think we made the changes at the right time, and you know, we still left the scoreboard ticking over. Like, we didn't create a deficit, I suppose, in that closing few minutes, so that's a huge positive going into the final.
I watched the Munster final here, and Tip dictated that day, ye dictated today. You were absent that day. What was the story? What injury have you, and you know, how tough have you worked to get back to where you are?
Yeah, well, I got injured back in March. I was in a league game against Kilkenny. I had dislocated and broke my elbow, so I had surgery on that. I'm pretty much ruled out for the rest of the season, but I managed to scrape my way back and played, you know, a full 60 minutes against Waterford in the last round of the Championship. So I suppose having that under my belt, was, you know, something that I really needed, I suppose, coming into this game. But picked up another niggle there during the week, but hopefully, look, we'll mind it there for the next 2 weeks, and hopefully we'll be all guns blazing for the final.
What does it mean to you to get back to Croke Park, Ashley?
Unbelievable. Like, it's, you know, we're missing over 10 players off last year's panel. You know, I think it was 6 or 7, if not 7, from last year's starting 15 in All-Ireland final. And to do what the girls have done to get back to the All-Ireland final again, you know, on August 9th is just incredible. And, you know, I really have to make the days count, like, from here on out. And, you know, I'm not even thinking about the future, just thinking about now. And to think that we're back in Croke Park again is just a dream come true.
Brilliant stuff. Well, the best of luck. Many thanks for chatting to us today.
Thank you.
So delighted to be joined here by the Cork full forward, Saoirse. Great result for you. You had to work every step of the way.
Yeah, look, absolutely delighted. I think we put a real emphasis on the first half and coming out strong. And, you know, we obviously had the wind, which was probably significant, probably worth 6-7 points. So, yeah, look, we just went out and kind of got the rub of the green as well. Amy got an unbelievable goal. I think we just built momentum off that. And, yeah, look, really kept the foot on the pedal then until halftime. Look, in the second half, we knew Tip were going to come out with a storm, and they did. And it was just about weathering it and trying to keep composure on the ball. And, look, our backs were phenomenal as well. They kind of scooped up a lot of ball. And, you know, credit to Tip, they put a lot of pressure on us, I suppose, coming out. So we probably didn't get as much joy in the second half with that. But, look, that's something to work on for the next day.
It was a really tough battle, especially going down the last 10 minutes or so there, because Tipperary were throwing the kitchen sink at you there, but you held firm in defence and got the insurance point or two that you needed as well.
Yeah, look, I think everyone stepped up in that moment. You know, we knew nothing was going to be handed to us today, so we were well prepared for you know, what was going to come. So, yeah, look, credit to the defence. They were absolutely unbelievable, and Amy Lee pulled off save of the season, I'd say. So, yeah, look, just I think things went our way as well. So, look, absolutely delighted. Tipper, no mean feat. Like, they're an unbelievable side, and we knew it was going to take a really, really strong performance today to get anywhere near them. So, yeah, look, we're really happy.
Yeah, looking at it, it was a win, a draw, and a loss for each side going into this today. So, like, you approach this with every intensity.
Yeah, 100%. I think we hadn't played a game in 4 weeks. So we were saying there, me and Laura Hayes, that we're like caged animals just waiting to get out. So you could really see it in that first half. We just wanted to play so bad. So, yeah, look, I'm absolutely delighted. And I'm delighted for the work that the management have put in as well. You know, they've given us a lot of time. And I think, you know, to see the kind of rewards of it is hugely satisfying.
Yeah, so All-Ireland final took forward to, and the old rivals Galway there as well. Like, that must really whet the appetite now.
Yeah, look, obviously it's really exciting, and Galway are, you know, they are a different animal when it comes to Croke Park, so we'll be under no illusions going into this game that we're going to have to perform miles above what we did today. But yeah, look, we're just looking forward to get back into training on Tuesday, have a bit of crack, and like put the head down for 2 weeks now.
Yeah, did it haunt you last year, or did you just put it behind you and focus on this year, or how did you deal with the last 12 months in the context of the All-Ireland final last year and this year?
I suppose like afterwards it probably did, but as kind of the years went on, it's a different team and it's different players, and I don't know, I wouldn't be thinking about it too much going into this year's game. It's a completely different team, and you know, a different management team as well. And we look, a lot of these girls, it's going to be their first time playing at Croke Park, and it's hugely exciting for them. So, you know, we'll go into it with a fresh mindset and just looking to win a game, you know.
Well done. Hayley, what a buzz for you. What a day.
Oh, what a day's right. Yeah, we're just so grateful now to be back in Croke Park and back in an All-Ireland final. And yeah, over the moon, to be honest.
Yeah, you worked your socks off this season to get back, Tip Beach in the Munster final. Yeah. You had to work so hard today. Talk me through the process there and how you got to where you are today.
Yeah, I suppose everyone knows we had a new panel this year, lots of new players, fresh faces, and we had a tough league, a tough Munster, but that was inevitable. I think we all knew we were going to have a tough league and a tough Munster. It's new girls, we needed to bed together, get to know each other, find out what's the best way for us to play. And we just needed that league and that Munster, and once we got that we knew exactly, you know, we found our feet, and look, we're still going, but we're just grateful to be back in the final now.
Yeah, it was a match here that your goalkeeper produced a brilliant save.
Yeah,
and you know, that you pushed through, you got those two goals in the first half, and that was ultimately the difference then.
Yeah, we'll never hear the end of that one now, Amy Lee. Her head won't get through the door with that one, but She, look, Amy's a great keeper, and she pulled off a fantastic save, and she actually likes to remind us she's also one of the only ones that got a goal up until today. She got a great goal against Waterford in the last match, so no, she's incredible, and we're very grateful to have her. She's a great personality on the team as well, good crack. So yeah, and the goals were excellent. Millie and Amy O'Connor, they were two fantastic goals, so we're all delighted now.
Yeah, when you look ahead now, you're heading to Croke Park. What does that mean to you?
Oh, it means an awful lot to everyone. I think everyone that plays into county knows you give up your year, you give up everything to play and to train. So you start off a year, that's exactly where you want to end up, and we're there now, so we'll push on again. We have 2 weeks, we'll train hard, work hard, and please God, we'll be well prepped by the time we come 9th of August.
Yeah, you know Galway well, there's a lot of history between the two sides.
Yeah, they're excellent. There's no denying that. They're a fantastic team. They're the reigning All-Ireland champions. Now, it's, I suppose, in some ways, it's theirs to lose. They're the, for a bit there, we were the ones that were being hunted, and now they're the ones being hunted. So, we know them well. They're excellent, and we'll try and prepare as best we can for them now in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, those 2 weeks are going to be great.
They will. They'll be great. They'll be tough. There's a lot riding on this now. So, as I said, there's a great bunch there. We'll train hard, and we'll do our best now for the next 2 weeks.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much, Stephen.
Joe Manley,
yeah.
You are back in the All-Ireland final. 5-point victory over Tipperary in Semple Stadium.
Yeah, I look delighted. Very good first half. I suppose we knew there was going to be a storm in the second half, and I thought we dealt with it fairly well. Amy Lee made a great save. But look, from where we came this year, look, we're so delighted, but we know we'll have to improve for the final. We know there's a different beast ahead of us, but look, from where we came from, we are thrilled.
That first half,
yeah.
Blistering scores. The goal especially, yeah. A bit of a bar special, all yeah. The inside forward line getting involved.
Yeah, do you know what now? But look, they're phenomenal players. Most of them played in last year's final, really. So, to say, I suppose, Amy O'Connor, Orla Callan, Saoirse McCartan, some full forward line, Saoirse McCarthy, Emma Murphy, and Millie, they played phenomenal in the first half. But look, people didn't realise how strong the wind was, and we said we get a good start. We took the advantage, and look, it paid for us.
We were chatting, myself and Ashley Maher were doing punditry there, and we said, what do you have to do? You're Emma Murphy, you score 4 points from play and you're still taking off. It's showing the depth in this panel.
Give her credit now, she worked her socks off. We just thought she got a bit gas there in the last 5 minutes. Emma Murphy, I'd say, if we checked her GPS now, I'd say she'll be up there with the best in the team. She's phenomenal. She got 4 great points in play, but it's the work she does going back and up and down the field, carrying the ball up. And we just said a bit of a break, and Orla came on and got 2 points. Lucky. Probably. It looks great, but competition for places, I suppose. We lost a lot of players, but the under-23s have brought a lot of competition. Orla missed the under-23 championship. She was away in Erasmus, and we brought her back when she came back. And that's what you want.
9 points in at halftime. Like you mentioned, you almost needed that with the breeze. But
totally.
Tipperary, they pushed a lot forward in the second half, didn't they?
They pushed on the second half, but I suppose we probably missed a few chances. We knew we wouldn't get as much. The wind was worth 7 or 8 points. Yeah, it was, really. Amy Lee made a phenomenal save. And Tip to me are probably the best of the four teams hurling wise, and I'm not taking anything against any yourselves or anybody else. They're skillful, they're phenomenal, they just need a break, and thanks God they didn't get it today. But we know how good they are, Tip. They're knocking the door. I'm just delighted that we got through.
It's a team that you've got a couple of championship debutants at senior level this year. At some stage, Tip bring it back to 5. You must be really happy with how you ground it out then.
Yeah, well, I think the last 5 minutes, very solid. We won vital frees, Maeve Murphy, Libby Coventure, Ava, the whole lot of them, Laura, anybody, they all did. Haley Ryan, Maeve Callan, it's all about getting to the final, and they wanted it. The players are really, I can't praise them enough, but the backroom team do a lot of good work as well. We've Sean Crowley, James Nine, Gemma, John Hartnett, the whole lot, Don O'Grady's involved. We've a load of lot involved, and we appreciate John JP, the strength conditioning, everybody, physio, so it's not just the work they do behind the scenes to get all this ready, from Linny, the analysis, the stats there. But fuck, I could go through them again. O'Brien here now thanking everybody, but it is a huge team, and the players are the carry it out. So we're thrilled. Till I doubt myself Saturday, I suppose all the players gone, and doubting people, doubting us ourselves, saying we were struggling, but we always, our aim was to get to here. That's, we knew we were guaranteed a quarter final. We got a bonus, and we trained hard the last couple of weeks. I think we'll see a better Cork in 2 weeks.
We saw an influx running onto the pitch there at full time. It was great to see such a crowd here. Record attendance as well, over 10,000.
Look, the Cork supporters, Nolan Park last year, you were there, huge crowd from Cork, huge crowd again today. And look, I think the Camogie Association are boosting it. Media locally yourselves, like, we're very well looked after, Blondie Echo and stuff. They do boost it, and the county board give them their credit or push it. So look, hopefully we'll get a good crowd for the final
now. You're facing Galway again, same as last year. How are you thinking?
Look, it's redemption for us. Like, I mean, there's nothing between ourselves and Galway. Look, we've lost a lot of players. They've lost a good few players as well. But I mean, the standard between us, the physicality. Look, once we come on the right side, I don't care. But we know it's going to be hard. We have to improve. We know that. But there's no harm in that either.
I think you're being sworn for autographs here, so we'll let you off, Jared. We'll see you in a few weeks.
Yeah, thanks, Rachel.
I'm joined now here by James Heffernan, the Tipperary manager. Heartbreak here for you and your side. I gave it absolutely everything today.
Yeah, we fought unbelievably hard. Like, you look, even first half, we're down 9 points, but the girls are working hard. Like, they're attacking right, left, and centre. Just didn't go for us. We probably lost runners, and Cork just got on top of us. They got a run. Probably going okay. It started fine. We had it at about 4 points in the first half, and then they just had a purple patch there. They got the second goal, and they went 9 points up. But it's going to be an uphill battle then at that stage. But in fairness, now, we fought unbelievably hard in the second half. Got it back to five at about 10-12 minutes to go, and was hoping we'd push on then, but in fairness to Cork came back into it then again, and we worked fierce hard. So look, overall, proud of the fighting spirit, but just got it for the girls, really, you know.
Yeah, it was a match that you gave it everything there, especially going down the home straight. You could hear the support, you could hear everything. That bit of experience told perhaps in the end, and like, they had that cushion of those goals, which was key there in the last few minutes as well, that they didn't have to hunt for anything.
Yeah, probably realistically, it's probably us that needed the goals. You know, we always kind of felt we needed goals to beat Cork anyway. And we probably didn't give the chance the crowd a chance to get into the game and support us in the first half. You know what I mean? Because the crowd really got behind us there in the second half. It was class atmosphere. Look, just if we weren't that big closer, you know, because the girls gave everything in the second half and really hurled well, created plenty of point scoring chances, but maybe that one or two goal chances I was missing, that's kind of what we needed there in the second half to bridge that gap.
The narrative, I suppose, has been a few years that, you know, Tip just failed at the semi-final stage, and that is the case, but it wasn't for lack of effort or ability and talent. It's know-how or something that Cork just have there in spades, that they've been doing it year in, year out, and it's very hard to break into the top two.
There appears to be a gap now between Cork and Galway. There had been the last couple of years. We felt we'd come close to bridging that gap, and we thought we'd prove that here today. But you have to give Cork credit. You know, you can't hurl for 30 minutes against them. You have to put together a full 60 minutes. But they are a serious team. Like, they've top class players all over. Like, Thompson there, looking on one leg, but she was still on a load of ball. We thought we did a decent job in some of our bigger players, but other players cropped up then with 3 and 4 points of play, and they have talent everywhere. You know, but like, you just have to try and get better and try and meet that standard. You know, Cork and Galway aren't going to come down to likes of ourselves. We just have to try and go in and try and get better. And the talent is there. There's some Camogie talent and interest and following, as you see there in Tipperary Camogie. You know, so I'd be confident that these players, I've got all the players here, have a chance to come back and I suppose, you know, put those wrongs to right again. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, there's a big future there for
yeah. Cuevas Declan there, you know, young player, one of your top players on the field. You have a lot of the All Ireland minor winning team of a couple of years ago breaking onto the team now.
Yeah, there's about 7 or 8 from that team, Stephen, on the panel, and they've all played their part this year. Cuiva was probably well marshalled there today, but she fought unbelievably hard there again in the second half. She's going to be a marked player probably for the rest of her career, you know. But that'll be a big learning experience for her too, and all the rest of the younger players. Like, you know, we had some really big games all year, but every game stepped up. The step up in level here today was big as well, you know. So look, the players will learn a huge amount from that.
Thanks, James.
Ash, full time here in Semple Stadium. Cork are true with the same final as last year.
Tipperary almost snatching it there at the end though.
Yeah, I think Tip will be disappointed. You know, we saw a whole different Tip team there in the second half. They really came out with a lot of energy, pushed up, put Cork under pressure, showed what they were about. But unfortunately, they just let Cork be way too dominant in that first half. Too big a gap to try and close.
Yeah, incredibly high-paced first half. Cork getting those goals. That first one, absolute peach.
Yeah. Two great goals, to be fair, really well worked. All of the Cork full forward line involved in, you know, excellent play, excellent passing to you know, combine together for that first goal. And Amy O'Connor announcing her return very clearly there with a brilliant finish.
Yeah, the finish was great. She was surrounded by Tip players, kind of no right to finish the goal there.
Yeah. Look, that's what Amy's good at, isn't it? That's what she's been doing for years. She's an eye for goal, and you think there's no opportunity there, and somehow she manages to get by. I think there's three Tip defenders on her there in the run-up to it, and still manages to find the bottom corner at the end of it.
We saw Karen Kennedy get a very important hook in to deny a third Cork goal, but all credit to Tip. They were against the wind. They stayed with it. It was all to play for at halftime.
Yeah, look, I think, I don't know what Tip were trying to do in the first half, but it felt like they sat back way too much. And look, with the quality of forwards that Cork have, when you sit back and you allow Cork's backline and Cork's midfield to launch ball in and to pick passes like that, it just becomes almost impossible for your defenders to keep out that full forward line in particular of Cork's. Whereas in the second half, they seemed to just to push up a little bit more and to get a bit of pressure on the delivery and the ball coming in. Saw Ash Thompson and Laura Hayes play very deep in the first half and have a lot of time to deliver ball. They didn't seem to get near as much time in possession in the second half. A lot more pressure on them, having to work the ball through the lines a lot more, and that gave Tip opportunities to turn over. And to be fair to them, when they did, they created chances. Brilliant save from Amy Lee on a Mairead O'Brien shot, and you know, maybe it could have been a different finish.
Yeah. Unbelievable save, but Cork kept scoreless for the first 12 minutes of that half.
Yeah,
real good Tipperary pressure. The home crowd starting to get behind them. Almost looked like this was going to turn.
Yeah. And look, that probably will be something that Cork will look at. I think they were 2-11 at half time, finished 2-16, only scored 5 points in the second half in comparison to Tip's 9 in the second half. So yeah, a really dominant display from Tip in that second half, and Cork in comparison just probably struggling to get that platform up front and to get opportunities up front.
And just taking a look at it here as well, so many of Tip's first half points coming from the stick of Emer McGrath from Place Ball.
Yeah.
So many from play in the second half because they were pushing up.
Yeah. And that's it. And like that spread of scores that Cork had in the first half was probably because of that space they were getting. I think all of the Cork forwards and Laura Hayes all got scores from play in the first half, which just shows the variety and attack that they had in comparison. Cork or Tip were probably a little bit reliant on Emer McGrath and the freeze and had a little bit more variety in the second half, diversified the attack a bit more.
Karen Kennedy and Corinne Blair in the second half, absolutely immense for Tipperary in that back line though. Three or four times they stopped, sure, scores, gathered the ball and were able to bring it back up the pitch.
Yeah. Even in the first half when Cork were on top and were dominant, Karen, her position, her awareness is just so good, and her ability to be in the place where the ball is being delivered to just gives Tip that platform, and was probably the only thing that was kind of keeping Tip in the game for the first half. In the second half then, she also seemed to kind of push forward a little bit more, which I think added massively to what Tip had. If you have her going forward on the front foot, it makes Cork have something to think about then.
And Roisin Howard as well, I think notable mention for her. She got on a whirl of ball at centre forward, feeding the likes of Cuevas Declan and Hennessy.
Yeah, just got through a mountain of work, to be honest. The amount of touches and tackles, every single ruck ball she seemed to be in, coming out with massive ball. She set Mairead O'Brien up for the goal chance, or sorry, Grace O'Brien up for the goal chance, with a great turnover in that full forward line as well. She's just a workhorse, managing to always kind of get the break, get on a break, and giving Tip an opportunity.
Another semi-final loss for Tip, but they died with their boots on.
Yeah, look, I think they'll find that one hard, and not to take from Cork, I think that's the best half of hurling we've seen Cork play and probably seen in Camogie Championship so far this year, but I don't think Tip will be happy with that first half performance. And you know, I'd say they'll leave with questions of, had we managed to bring that intensity, had we managed to bring the fight a little bit earlier, could the result have been different? And look, from a Tip perspective, really difficult to bear the semi-final stage again. Obviously they would have known they had a stiff test here with Cork today. Cork are always there or thereabouts, always bring a huge challenge, but I think from a Tip perspective, you know, it's going to be getting difficult to go back into those dressing rooms falling at the same hurdle again.
From a Cork point of view then, we saw Emma Murphy taken off after scoring 4 points from play. In comes Orla Mullins and gets two crucial scores from play. clearly a lot of depth in that bench.
Yeah, you'd be wondering what more you can do other than stick over four from play in the first half and not getting to stay on for the second half. But to be fair, I suppose that's what Cork are doing, is they're developing the rest of the panel. You know, we probably saw that in the early stages of the year with them throughout the league and the Munster, although they haven't had, you know, their kind of stalwarts there and they've had a bit of change over, they have managed to develop some other players coming up behind them. And to be fair, I think they'll be delighted with the impact from their bench today.
Stage is set now again for another All-Ireland final, Cork and Galway, in 2 weeks' time in Croke Park. How do you see this one faring out?
Yeah, look, I think it'll be interesting to see. You know, I definitely think there was a notable difference in the second semi-final. The intensity, the pace, the speed of everything that was done in the second game seemed much higher in comparison. The first game, especially the first half, was just a bit cagey. The touches were a bit loose. How much of that is true with Galway and how much of that is just the way the game played out would probably be hard to say until the two of them meet each other. I think we all went into last year's All-Ireland final talking about how Cork were going to walk it, and Galway showed us otherwise. So don't doubt Galway will find another level when they do get back to Croke Park in 2 weeks' time, and hopefully it'll be a good game.
Record announcement as well, 10,311. You could feel that there in the second half. Are your thoughts still, would you prefer a smaller venue to get the crowd a little bit more atmospheric?
Yeah, look, it was the far side was packed and that was great, but the rest of the venue's just a bit empty. Obviously only one stand open here today. Like, getting that 10,000 above 10,000 down is brilliant for Camogie, but I think you bring it to somewhere like Nolan Park and you just capture that atmosphere and that energy a little bit more. To be fair to the girls, the Cork and the Tip girls really gave them something to be loud about in the second half, and we felt that energy and we felt that presence. But I think it just adds another dynamic for the crowd that are here when they can pack out a stadium.
Some of the scores we saw on display there from both sides, especially in that second game, points from play, some of the best scores I've seen in Camogie.
Yeah, unbelievable play on both sides. Really, really skillful game. Like, you know, that's exactly the product that you want to put out when you show what Camogie's about. Sorka McCartan in the first half, unbelievable striking of the ball. Orla Callan's touch, as usual, just excellent. Amy O'Connor taking players on. Then down the other end, free taken from Mima McGrath, just superb. Cuiva Staiclum hit two unbelievable points in the second half. Just like an absolute, you know, showpiece of what Camogie is and what it should be. So brilliant to see.
Looking forward now to more to come in 2 weeks' time.
Absolutely. Hopefully we get loads more of it.
Ash, thanks very much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. Off the Ball GAA.